From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. For the past few months, NPR has been chronicling one small business's struggle to survive the down economy. Last month, Bowl & Board, a Massachusetts-based housewares chain, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Today, NPR's Tovia Smith checks back to see how the business is doing.
As Mark Giarrusso will tell you, there are plenty of really hard things about being in bankruptcy. One is just believing it.
This happened so quick. I didn't see it coming.
It's true, business was bad at one of his three stores, and Giarrusso had fallen behind on his rent. But he was trying to negotiate with his landlord, and he figured he was headed for some belt-tightening, not bankruptcy.
I thought, worst-case scenario, I'd be by myself, be the old shopkeeper that comes in and does everything. When that was my plan, just hang in there.
But when Giarrusso's landlord sued him for the nearly $90,000 he owed in back rent and got a court to freeze the store's bank accounts, Bowl & Board was paralyzed. Next thing he knew, Giarrusso was following his lawyers into bankruptcy court.
My associate calls this the death march.
Bankruptcy attorney Christopher Panos cuts through Boston traffic on the way to Giarrusso's make-or-break hearing with the judge.
Just basically asking to stay in business. Let us keep going. Yeah, are these hard times? Yeah. But why would you shut this down? You're going to put everyone into unemployment?
In court, Giarrusso's attorneys argue that if the frozen funds are released, Giarrusso can save his other two stores, and the landlords would probably get enough to cover their back rent and then some. But the landlord's lawyer, Rosemary Massaro, wants the judge to liquidate the business immediately. My client was stiffed for over 6 months, she says, and if the judge lets Bowl & Board use the money, it'll be gone forever because the business is going to fail. Their merchandise, she says, is nothing special. Giarrusso squirms in his seat.
It's obnoxious. The way she spoke, nothing special. Just please.
It lessens the sting just a little when the judge sides with Bowl & Board, ordering the money unfrozen. Giarrusso has won the first battle, but the war is far from over.
She wants to wrap up the monthly report on Friday.
As a debtor in possession, as Bowl & Board is now called, Giarrusso and his bookkeeper, Polly Paunova, are working overtime.
The operating guidelines and reporting requirements.
What's that, like 40 pages?
Yeah.
Some of them pretty heavy stuff. I haven't spent any time on the floor today. Hey, ma'am, are you being helped? Okay.
The extra work comes just as Giarrusso needs to make every sale he can to prove he's a viable business. To get things going, he launches a big sale.
I did a lot of damage. Yeah.
Dinah Stewart, yeah. A songwriter, is furnishing a new home.
It's one of my favorites, this French with the crazy chicken wire on the front.
But even the most loyal customers won't save his business if Giarrusso can't get inventory. And 3 weeks after his money was frozen and 5 days after the judge ordered it released, the bank has still not freed up his funds.
They were supposed to cough it up immediately, but what am I going to do? Spend another $1,200 on legal fees to get it, like today versus tomorrow? Yeah, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. So I backed off. Hey.
Tom's on line two and Wayne from Holders on line one.
How can I help you?
As vendors keep calling, Giarrusso struggles to explain when he'll be able to send them some money.
It's hours away from being unfrozen, but it's a little bit of an unknown.
Unable to buy, Giarrusso's inventory dwindles.
Bowl & Board? If we have what? Fondue sets? We do not.
And that hurts sales even more.
We did $29,000 for the month of January.
Total?
Yeah. She's gonna shut it down.
Giarrusso considers another sale, but he worries that may cost him in the long run.
You know, short-term profitability is easy because you can just chuck it out the door at discount rate. But I don't want to be a hero today and a loser tomorrow.
It's now a week after the judge ordered Giarrusso's money released.
We're constantly checking online to see if the food you checked recently.
I just did while we were on the phone.
And Giarrusso still can't pay his rent or payroll. Even his cell phone has been shut off.
I tell you, I'm exhausted. I've been going straight for 3 weeks.
The stress is starting to take its toll.
Are you shaking?
Yeah.
Is that something new?
I'm not feeling good. I pushed it this weekend.
A 6-foot, 220-pound hockey player, Giarrusso is a pretty hardy guy. But 2 days before he's due back in court, store clerks Sarah Binns and Becky Baguchis see him crash.
He was on the phone, and he's hunched over like this, and I'm just like,
yeah.
He looks so bad.
He was dizzy. He was having trouble standing.
When he started having trouble breathing, too, Giaruso headed for the emergency room. 24 hours later, the doctors say he's got an irregular heartbeat made worse by fatigue. He leaves the hospital and goes back to work.
You're alive!
I don't want to talk about it.
Giaruso comes back to a bit of good news. His money is unfrozen, and he can finally write checks. But there is little celebration. Tomorrow, Bolin Board is due back in court, and the business's life depends on whether it hits its targets.
It's tight.
We have to try.
Tovia Smith, NPR News.